Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me.
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the best part of the end of every week, the weekly podcast supported by you, where we analyze the hottest trends, we look on the Twitter, we talk to our friends, we get some emails, and we just apply our totally unscientific method to things that you've probably heard of, but there's the special calculus that turns them into a thing. That's our specialité. Thanks for joining us.
I even use a special linear algebra in mine.
Yeah. What he said. Mm-hmm. I definitely also do that.
Mm-hmm. My things this week. I have one thing that may not ever be the thing. I'm calling an early watch.
Love it.
And the other is too big to ignore. Too thing to fail.
Yep. Loving it. Okay. Start with the Hope Springs Eternal thing.
All right. So this one caught my ear on a Economist podcast. Disco polo is hot in Poland right now.
Tell me more. What is this, disco polo?
This is a type of disco music once relegated to country wedding bandstands, but kind of partly because of politics has been pulled into the mainstream. And now it's everywhere in Poland. Like, it's not just for country weddings. It's not just a niche thing. If you go to a disco polo bar, it is everywhere. It was created in rural Poland in the late 80s, uses drum machines and synthesizers, often, as the Economist says, saucy lyrics.
But
has a folk tune bass to it. So it kind of reminds me of Tejano in a little ways, in that it's taken a folk tradition and sort of meshed it with something else to make a new kind of music. And it is all the rage in Poland right now, which might just stay in Poland. I know. But it's the kind of thing I like to keep an eye on, because it's like, well, sometimes those things, like, they get huge and then they bust out and go
like
elsewhere.
The metal. What was it? The Mongolian metal?
Right. Like the Mongolian metal. Mm-hmm.
I have learned at long last, these literal decades later, that when I am tempted to doubt, other than hockey, I shouldn't.
The exception that proves the rule.
Because literally, the next thing I know, there will be Polish disco polo everywhere. And dude, it will be worth it if we just get to keep saying Polish disco polo a bunch.
Disco polo, polo, disco. Is a song in disco polo. It's called disco polo. That's the term for it. And yeah, I'm 60-40. Like, I'm slightly optimistic that this might bust out. I'm not 100% convinced, but I wanted to keep an eye on it. And if nothing else, now you've discovered an interesting form of music out there that you might not have heard of otherwise.
I know. Well, and I kind of like this idea that it's there, you know, it's like the folk music. Like, the elites are like, ew, this music is terrible. Disco polo. Okay. Keep an eye out, everyone.
But even the elites are on board now. Like,
Tsubasa said, hope things eternal.
Here are some lyrics from a 2018 disco polo song. Love, love in Zakopane. We're showering ourselves in champagne. I am the knight and you queen of the night, which probably sounds better in Polish.
Or not. Hard to say. Why Polish politicians fear to sneer at rural music is the Economist headline. Yep. This is amazing. Okay. All right. I'm going to say could break through.
Yeah,
we shall see.
It's got a chance.
My thing, I noticed actually after I dropped it in here that Rich had already put it in the bullpen, and that only cemented its thingness. I don't know where it came from, but in a very appropriate moment of seasonal serendipity, Elfster has arrived to automate our Secret Santa picking, because we can't do it in person. in so many cases. But for whatever reason, this Elfster, it's like, I literally don't know where it came from. But all of a sudden, like six people recommended it because I was like, oh, we got to do it. We got to do our Secret Santa, but we can't really get together. And then we could make it a little bigger and remote. And it's this gift exchange website that lets you basically create and share wish lists and then do a Secret Santa drawing where you can even specify like, oh, I'm married to this person, so don't give me theirs. Or maybe I haven't dug deep enough to figure out, because I want to figure out how you can do it for kids too, so that you like the kids don't have to make a stocking. Anyway,
well, it just automates all of that stuff, right? And just makes it easy. I totally get it. Like, I'm only curious why it took this long.
I know, me too. I you know, I should probably like use DuckDuckGo and figure out where it came from.
Yeah, because with a name great. Like Elfster, in the fine tradition of Napster and Friendster, maybe it's been around for a long
it's
time.
It's probably been around for everywhere. I know. Like, that's
launched
what
in
I wonder.
2004. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. Proprietary
and this
software
is its
application.
Moment.
Yeah. So
that's
there you go.
Incredible.
The history was in the name. But it's really definitely having a moment because I had not heard of it before, but I heard of it earlier this week.
There you go.
Like outside of our It's a Thing bubble, I heard someone mention it.
Yeah. See that. And that's what I mean about the special serendipity. Like, just because something's been around for a long time does not mean that it's a thing, mm-hmm. but a thing that has been around a long time can definitely become a thing. And this is like Elfster's exact moment. This is the thing that it was built for and it never even knew. And now here we are.
I wonder if there's something, I mean, definitely there's something to do with like, well, we can't all get together. So let's find an online tool. That's part of it. But there's also something I've noticed where you don't have the same demands on your time that you used to. And I find myself able to do things more easily that used to cause me stress because I'm not running around outside. I'm not traveling and in positions where my spare time on a plane couldn't be used to set up an Elfster easily.
Right.
My spare time sitting on my couch certainly can.
Certainly can. Yeah. No, that could definitely be part of it. And I suspect that this is also its moment from companies. Like companies whose workers are all remote and then they're setting up little Secret Santa giveaways or whatever online.
Remember, was it the engineering team at CNET that always had a really loud, hilarious Secret Santa?
White Elephant.
It was White Elephant. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Honestly, if Elfster integrated White Elephant.
Oh, my gosh.
Somehow, that'll be the perfect website. Yeah, no, we're totally doing it for the holidays and I'm super excited because we do a whole stocking thing. It's like a thing. Also, I'm a little stressed that Hanukkah starts in 5 days.
I mean,
the double holiday household is a little stressful.
I know that's not how it works, but the standardization fan in me is like, why don't you just pick a day that it's always on? Like, and I know you can't.
No, totally. I'm like, okay, here they come.
But right. But it's like, and just to take it out of being about Jewishness, Easter's the same way. Like it's always moving around and it bugs me too. I'm like, can't we just decide Easter's always on this day instead?
But I know. No. I'm not even sure how Easter gets figured out exactly, but the fact that like sometimes it's in March and sometimes it's in April and whatever is that one is confusing.
Because at least then you could prepare for it. But it's coming. So
dude, Hanukkah's like now.
Yeah. It's it's not waiting around.
My kid's getting pictures from like or things from off the street. Actually, everybody's getting things from off the street these days because of the boxes
off the street
because of the free boxes. Like I literally could just drive around Oakland because everybody's got their free boxes out
really?
On the sidewalks.
That's gonna be your Hanukkah presents?
No. Oh, it's okay. Tempting though. It's tempting.
I thought,
well, because I only have 5 days to get it done. I'm like, shoot,
you're like, man, it's 8 crazy nights. Like I gotta fill those boxes.
I mean, there's some good stuff out there,
right? Nobody has to know. In fact,
no, I don't know.
You don't have to admit it. You can say you're not doing it on this podcast and we will not doubt you.
Exactly. Wink, wink. I would never drive around Oakland picking free stuff off the street for my child for Hanukkah. Wink, wink.
I mean, and I would properly sanitize it if I did.
Definitely. It's not on surfaces. We're over that. Except no one told California or Alameda County. And so we're closing playgrounds again. Don't get me started. Okay. What you got? What else you got?
Yeah. So, I mean, we may have even mentioned this before as a thing, but it is, if we have a thing again, the Korean boy band BTS.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Life Goes On, launched as a historic number one on the Billboard Hot 100, the first non-English song to do that. Right, like the regular Hot 100. Dang. We're not talking about the world. No, the world chart, they have half of the top 10 BTS. They're like that's not even a challenge for them. They also got a Grammy nomination. First non-English song to debut at number one on the Hot 100. And they changed a law in South Korea about the draft. Because Jin is 28 and would have to go into mandatory military service this year.
No.
Now, I did a little digging into this. They definitely, BTS is the reason they started talking about this. Because they're like, Jin's going to go into the military. And then what's going to happen? And the rest of them won't be there yet. And because you have to go in by the time you're 28. Unless you have a cultural exemption. And cultural exemptions already existed for like orchestral players or folk musicians, like people involved in the preserving the culture of Korea. And so a lot of people are like, you don't think BTS is preserving the culture of South Korea? Like, come on.
Yeah,
and,
like, come on.
And the parliament said, you're right. And so they didn't make an exemption for BTS. They made an exemption for pop music. They added that to the list of like,
oh,
here are the people that can wait until they're 30. And so now Jin doesn't have to go in for another 2 years. And in another 2 years, all the members will be of age to be drafted. So the thinking is, and I don't know that they're going to do this, but a lot of people are speculating like, oh, maybe they'll just all go in for their mandatory military service at the same time and then come out at the same time.
Interesting. How long is the mandatory?
I think it's 2 years.
Now, yeah. I'm off the rails, but of course, you know.
Yeah, I think it's 2 years.
I'm like, this is then. Wow. Interesting. So BTS has, in theory, like 2.5 years to remain super relevant.
Yes, they're, oh my gosh, it's kind of sad to watch them be at the height of their powers when they can't tour.
Oh, totally. That is brutal.
Because if you're in a band like this, one of the things you get out of it is standing up in front of a stadium, right? And they are dominating world music. Not world music. I mean, they are dominating music on the planet right now.
Uh-huh.
And they can't tour.
BTS is, so they had 3 number one hits in 3 months. That is apparently the fastest accumulation of 3 Hot 100 number ones in over 42 years since the Bee Gees tripled up over 2 months and 3 weeks with a trio of singles from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. How Deep Is Your Love, Staying Alive, and Night Fever.
Yeah.
Night Fever. Wow. BTS. I mean, it's really true. Like, BTS is like incandescent thingness.
Apparently,
but
that
the thing
song
is it just that comes song, and goes.
That song Dynamite that you hear on all the commercials now, that's from BTS, was their first all English song. Wouldn't have happened had it not been for the pandemic. Like that was a song they actually write a lot of their own stuff. That song was not written by them, and it was a song that probably would end up being shopped out, you know, to some up and coming pop star, but they took it and they made it world dominant.
Wow. Yeah, they're beasts. And it is funny to see them kind of briefly get subsumed into K-pop and K-pop stands overall, not obviously among their fans.
Mm-hmm.
But for a while it was like, oh, okay, so like BTS is a thing and now K-pop is a thing. And then it was just like BTS was like, no. Let's be super clear about what's happening here. We're the thing.
The opened end of the angle bracket points at us.
Uh-huh. Us. Yeah. To this day, my best performing tweet of all time is the time, actually, this is amazing, come to think of it, that I was watching the Grammys and I was like, aw, look at BTS enjoying Dolly Parton.
Yeah, because that's, now we know, like, that is the crossing of the things. Yeah.
Wow, weird. But because I mentioned BTS in a tweet, not even hashtag.
Right.
I just mentioned them in a tweet, and it has like 6,000 likes or something. I mean, just insane. And it kept going for like weeks.
I mean, I'm sure you got a little Dolly Parton boost in there, but yeah.
But I don't think so, no, because all the likes had the purple hearts and stuff in them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, wow. And then that caused me to have to look up what the deal was with the purple hearts, which were a thing, which we maybe even talked about on the show. Yeah.
By the way, my wife wanted me to make sure that everyone knew that she is now Army, BTS Army.
Mm. Okay. All right.
And she is the source of all my knowledge on BTS. Like, I do a little searching on my own, but yeah.
She had to be conscripted. She had to do her mandatory service.
But she was in there watching BTS music videos before I came in here to do the show. So
that is hilarious. All right. Well, my final thing is probably also being helped significantly by the pandemic, like probably would have stayed in kind of cult favorite land. But now that no one can get a damn massage in person anywhere, the Theragun is taking off.
Which, when I first saw the word, thought meant shooting Theraflu into the back of your mouth, but no.
which would also be
nothing to do with
an appropriate like pandemic time thing to do. Theragun. Theragun was like one of those things that you initially saw a commercial for. And we're just like, what in the holy hell? Because it's just this like percussive device. It is obviously a massager, but it just like, it looks unbelievably painful. It's like a gun shaped thing. And it's just like, wham, 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 wham.
Well, it looks like a nail gun to me, except
it's like a nail gun.
Of a thing to shoot a nail out, it's got a little knob at the end that you pound into your flesh.
Yeah, exactly. It looks, and then the commercials are like, it looks super porny, totally absurd, and incredibly painful. And all of a sudden, everyone is just like, dude.
T-Bear in Discord says, I bought a Theragun on Black Friday. It is painful.
It is painful. It looks so painful. There's like a mini one. There's a pro one. Yeah, apparently the Cyber Monday. But in the span of like 2 minutes on Twitter, I saw one person say, is a Theragun worth it? And then three other people chime in and go, mine just arrived.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody else be like, oh, it's the greatest thing I've ever done. And then other people are like, this looks horribly painful. I mean, if you look on the website, theragun.com, there's a carousel of little videos at the top. And one of the videos is a slow-mo of this thing just like wailing on somebody's shoulder.
Yeah, like sending ripples through shoulder. That...
Afi JMZ in the Discord says, I feel like there's a Venn diagram of influencers, CrossFitters, and the Theragun. And I think that is totally true because the guy from the initial somewhat viral cult classic ad is just, or the guy who's like the creator is just way too ripped, like super duper CrossFitter ripped. Yeah. Like, you know, he's like, yeah, what I gotta do is beat out the lactic acid with this thing.
That guy's reel was all CrossFit commercials, and that's why they hired him for this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Founder and chief wellness officer.
By the way, Tsubasa asked a clarifying question of T-Bear, painful good or painful bad, to which T-Bear responded, both. Depends on the area you use it.
Yeah. This is not one of those like personal massagers that is a wink wink. Because if you tried to use it in the business, you would die.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah, it's not one of those. This is like a for realsers. This is for your quads and your lats.
You must have a knot to survive it, it looks like to me.
Yeah, good point. Like a big one. Good point. There's a gold one, a 24 karat gold pro special edition.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, this thing is bonkers. I'm like somewhat tempted, but also not tempted because I don't want this thing to just hurt me.
Okay. Also, but the Theragun folks are smart because they are taking advantage of this. On that website, it says, we've evolved from Theragun to Therabody. It's our mission to provide effective and natural whole body wellness solutions. And they're selling creams and salves. Like,
so smart.
Oh, like clever.
Because you know, no one can, because you're pretty much stuck with home.
Because you sell a Theragun once, nobody's going to buy a second one, probably. Maybe buy it as a gift. But if you get a Theragun enthusiast and get them buying your consumables, now you got a business plan.
I mean, I will say, I'm looking at this website. It may not shock you to know that I'm about to maybe consider some shopping. But like, the mini one, she's using it on the bottom of her foot. And lately, probably because I never sit down because all I'm doing is unpacking. Like, I got a little plantar fasciitis going. And I'm watching this and I'm like, oh, that would feel amazing.
T-Bear says it feels good on the feet.
Oh, dear. I may have to wait for some pre-holiday sales because it looks like the Cyber Monday sales have passed after a week. Anyway, apparently
they'll have post-holiday sales.
It's a thing. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Everything that didn't get bought. So there you go.
Well, there you go, folks. Let's Shopping check time. What things you have spotted out there. Fordo wrote in on barn doors saying, I just moved into an Airbnb that has barn doors. You guys are seriously like Karnak the Magnificent. I am so dating myself with that reference. She doesn't care. We don't care. A great reference. Love Karnak. And love that you have barn doors in the actual place you're staying. That's amazing.
That's absolutely perfect. I actually think that Airbnbs possibly did as much as any other influencer to popularize the barn door.
Right. Because people that stay whole, in a thing and see it. And yeah.
Yep. And there was that whole thing about Airbnbs on Instagram that I think was an episode.
Yeah.
Like super style, you know, Airbnbs as like design studios that you put on Instagram. And it's true that barn doors were a big part of that. I haven't gotten mine yet because I was painting. So having the room painted.
Mm-hmm.
Think I'm going to go with a slightly more modern sliding door, but it's still happening.
I cannot find any use for a barn door in my house, but I haven't given up yet. We'll see.
I'm so sorry. You'll find a way. Just put it on a wall.
Life finds
It'll
a way.
It'll just look good. It just slides open and it's not a door. It's just a wall. It's like a trick. Could put a piece of art back there.
Mm.
Okay. Joe wrote in about Thanksgiving flavor and barn doors. First thing I need to tell you about is a little candy shop in Florida called Lofty Pursuits that has for the last couple of years made a holiday feast blend of Image candy. They sell out fast, but also do a holiday feast leftovers that are the same flavor candy, but in drops. We got the leftovers last year and had the weirdest experience with candy ever. Put a green colored square candy drop, and I swear it tasted like I put a bite of green bean casserole in my mouth.
Whoa.
Weird. I sort of do and don't want to try them. Second, working in an architecture office that has done a bunch of multifamily housing projects, barn doors have been a thing for a while. It was almost a running joke in our office about them because we were asked to use them so often.
Ah, yeah, Joe, it sounds like you're upstream on the thing on the thing river there. So that's good.
Oh, and then Joe in the Discord says the HGTV Scott twins love barn doors. See, I am nothing if not slightly late to the thing.
I got this close to buying those online, the Lofty Pursuits thing. But I didn't.
Really?
I didn't pull the trigger.
Ooh, no, gross.
Christopher wrote in with a COVID thing. It says, greetings in my never-ending, though only intermittently practiced quest to aid you in your thing spotting. I submit the following. The template is a social media post detailing some gathering, which contains a long parenthetical description of all the measures taken to be COVID safe by the participants. It might look something like, thank you all so much for participating in the record-breaking feat of cramming 27 people into our Fiat Spider, photographic evidence of which is being forwarded to the Guinness people for documentation. We raised over $130 for the Collars for Collies campaign, most of which was spent on beer and pizza. It goes without saying that we all observed proper COVID protocols, a challenge under the circumstances that required the purchase of full biosafety level 4 gear for all the participants and the subsequent burning of the Fiat. Stay safe and rest assured that the 13 cents that went to the Collars for Collies campaign will be well spent.
Bravo, sir.
I know. Well written, Christopher. Christopher points out that that's fictional, of course, but representative of the idea. Yeah.
Dude, also, totally. I am seeing this everywhere. It's like, oh, here was a big party. And then it was like, rest assured that totally proper COVID protocols were taken. And I'm always, every time I'm like, really? What are totally proper COVID protocols for a party?
Right.
A,
yeah.
But B, at all, because it is my understanding that society has not agreed on that. And so whatever you have said it was, I would love a list.
I'm sure it's different in different places, but the proper protocol where I live is don't have a party.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think it's fairly specifically spelled out, actually, in the protocols. Yes. Yeah.
I am so excited about this next email. Jackie, first longtime listener, first time writer, wrote in with a new food thing. Hello, Tom and Molly. I've been listening to your show for a few months and I love it, especially the shout outs. Rich does a great job. And I'm not just saying that because I'm his wife.
Ah, Jackie!
Anyway, I'm emailing, says Jackie, about a thing I came across. Hot cocoa bombs.
Mm.
I've seen it on the Aldi page, drink. friends posting on Facebook and family members of mine buying them. I never heard of it until this holiday season. If you don't know what I'm talking about, definitely Google it. It's a big round chocolate ball you put in the bottom of your mug. Then you pour either hot water or hot milk in the mug and it eventually cracks. I think all three of you need to do one and do a taste test on the show. Just an idea. Sincerely, the wife of producer Rich, Jackie.
Oh my gosh, should be our holiday special. That's amazing.
I know. This sounds... Jared apparently also wrote in spotting the hot chocolate bombs, which I have not, and I want to try it. Let's do it.
I have only... The closest thing I've ever seen is a disc of like Mexican chocolate that right. you put in and dissolves. This is a whole other level, though.
I've seen... I mean, Trader Joe's sells hot chocolate sticks.
Mm-hmm,
so maybe hot chocolate, you know, in different forms is the earth thing, and the bombs are the new iteration. That's so smart though, like bath bomb. Ooh, I wonder if they make them with like bourbon in them.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm
chocolate,
just saying that would be a good invention.
Oh my gosh, bourbon inside of them. Great idea.
Right?
Let's sell those.
Let's sell those. Timestamp, copyright.
Jose wrote in with more Dolly love, says, hi guys, as a further confirmation of the Dolly thing, Netflix has a series based around her songs called Dolly Parton's Heartstrings, which is fantastic. WNYC Studios did a whole podcast series on Dolly where they interviewed her, and it's amazing. Her new Christmas movie is lovely. Pandora announced a Dolly live stream. Facebook is premiering the library that Dolly built on December 9th, and I'm sure there's more. Oi.
Unbelievable.
Seriously, watch Heartstrings. The Jolene episode is great, as well as this old Bones.
Oh, I'm totally going to. That's incredible. I think it was The Atlantic. There was an article the other day that was basically like, Dolly Parton has saved us all.
Yes. Dolly is, I personally have queened her as the monarch of the United States.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then finally, Manny, who is always on top of it, needs a thing check.
Well, if it's Manny needs a thing check, before you even tell me what it is, I'm tempted to just go, yes, it's a thing.
Totally. Like, assume it's already a thing. But let's see. TikTok sub thing check.
All right.
Saying, welcome to specific TikTok. Yep. Yeah. I mean, I don't even have to read anymore, but it's such a thing. Like, and I have a friend who's constantly doing it. It's just like, well, you know, politics TikTok is all over this, or lawyer TikTok. Mm-hmm. Anyway, specific demographic TikTok is the type of content that the person makes. I've seen it a lot. It's starting to seep into Instagram too. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is a part of a larger thing that is self-awareness about the algorithms, especially in Gen Z. I know we all missed this second one, but I'm also declaring, he says, the death of a thing. I ain't never seen two pretty best friends get stared out as a fun post. And then people started using it ironically. Everywhere, it was like getting Rickrolled. Then people started to unironically hate on it until it died. It has become the thank God that's over of our present times. Which one? The two pretty best friends?
Yeah, I think it was a typo there. I ain't never been seen two pretty best friends started out as a fun post. Then right. people started using it ironically, like getting Rickrolled. Then, yeah. Okay.
Oh, I missed everything about I ain't never seen two pretty best friends, the thing. So I didn't know that it had come or gone. Ha!
Yeah, me either.
So there you go.
Yeah, I'm picking it up from context here. But that's why
Manny,
that's why we need Manny. Yep. Thank you.
Specific demographic TikTok could not be more of a thing, though. That's amazing.
Yeah, and that's amazing. Got roots in Twitter. Like, oh, it's political Twitter. It's birder Twitter. It's, yeah.
Right, totally. Know. Black Twitter, politics Twitter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, folks, we know that you've just been sitting here hoping we would get done talking so you could hear the shout outs.
It's true. It's really true. Thank you. Thank you for enduring all of our yammering before we get to the good part of the show, where we talk about the folks who support us on Patreon at the shout out level and get their shout outs today based on a description of the plot of the Timothy Zahn classic, Heir of the Empire.
Now, this may be the first time all the shout outs are in one sentence or one paragraph rather than, you know, a multiple list of them.
I know. Totally. I think we're just going to have to go literally sentence by sentence.
All right. Alternate. You want to alternate sentences?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Exactly.
All right. Cool. Here we go.
Okay. Begin.
In It's a Thing, 1991, Master Tactician Grand Admiral Lee Price plots to destroy the New Republic despite their numerical advantage over the remaining Imperial forces.
He sets his sights on the Wayland storehouse of the late Emperor Kevin Sill, which contains a massive array of Eric Duncan's cloning cylinders and a working cloaking shield.
To this end, Price and his subordinate, Jake Woods, captain of the Star Destroyer, Gabriel Cohen, enlist the help of smuggler Brad Sparks and his second-in-command, Louis Saint-Amour, to obtain several salamander-like creatures called Mike Akins. Man, I'm glad I know Mike's a good sport. That's hilarious.
I mean, dude. Okay, I like... somewhat slightly ever just a little bit demand like lots and lots of Star Wars ones, because seriously, it is a sub thing in my life right now is having to, because I'm sorry everyone, I'm only so steeped in Star Wars lore, and so every time I watch The Mandalorian I have to do a whole bunch of interneting to understand what everybody else is so damn excited about. And then every time I do the interneting, it is so hilariously complicated, just like this, that I just want this to be like, I want this regular. I want a regular.
Oh, yeah. No, this is great.
This is amazing.
Also, any ensemble cast description, right?
Yes.
Rich, you're genius. Well done.
You genius. Oh my God, I love it. Thank you so much to everyone who is a member of It's a Thing, patreon.com/itsathing. You really want to sign up if you haven't to support the show, because the bonus content is extra super duper jumbo and wonderful this week, in my opinion.
Oh yeah. No, if you're getting the bonus content this week, you'll see Rich Straffolino like you've never seen him before.
Yeah, you got your money's worth, friends.
You can really also email us your things, feedback@itsathing.me.
Keep it coming. See you next week.
Bye, everybody.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.